Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Don't tell me you have Jesus. You are everything he was and everything he is and ever shall be.
You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible that said if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it.
You have attacked me, your children will pay for it.
We would not want a carpenter to show up at our house and just start smashing around with his tools without some kind of indication that he knew why he was there and what his plan and purpose was. And yet, in the realm of theology, there are people crashing and smashing around with all kinds of tools with no obvious indication of what in the world they're endeavoring to do.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
All right, we're at the U right now, and I wonder if this woman will talk to me who's sitting on a stoop. Hey, do you have a minute you could talk to me for a radio show we're doing right now? Cool. What's your first name?
Julie.
Julie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Are you a religious person?
Catholic.
You're Catholic. All right, I got a question for you. Let's say that I tripped up to you and I had somebody had taken a gun and blasted a hole in my chest. And I'm coming on my knees heading toward you going, oh, I've been shot. I'm in big trouble here. I think I've only got 3 minutes to live. I'm terrified. I don't believe in God, but now I'm willing to think about it. Help! Help! What would you tell me, Catholic Julie?
Oh my gosh, that's quite a question. I don't know what I would say.
Quick, I've only got 2 minutes and 45 seconds now. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of dying. Help me.
Just believe that you're going to be okay if you die. Everything happens for a reason.
But I don't believe that. I'm terrified. Help me. I've got 2:30 now.
I would probably just kiss you.
You'd probably just kiss me. Alrighty then. Wouldn't you tell me anything? Quick, what do I need to do to go to heaven?
Just ask for forgiveness for all of your sins. I don't know.
Just, okay, I'm sorry for all of my sins. Am I set?
Just, oh man, I don't know what I would say.
Well, where are you going when you die?
To heaven.
How are you getting there then?
Go to church, pray to Jesus, pray to God.
All right, so how do you think you're getting to heaven by praying and going to church? Is that right? How do you think a person gets to heaven?
Just by being a good person. I think everybody can go to heaven.
Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yes.
Okay, what makes you a good person versus a bad person?
Not committing a bunch of sins and believing in Jesus and God and heaven and hell. If you... even if you don't believe that there's heaven and hell, I still think you'll go to heaven.
If you're a good person.
Well, I don't know. I think everyone can go to heaven. You just have to want it.
I want to go to heaven, and I've only got 10 seconds. I'm set. I'm okay. I don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's it.
Everyone can go to heaven. I don't think God is going to point a finger at you and remind you of all the bad things you've done in your life. I think he just accepts all of people as his children and lets them.
So Saddam Hussein's going?
Yeah.
Even
though he's the terrible person, if he's truly sorry for what he's done and maybe, I don't know. God gives everyone a second chance.
Where did you learn all of this?
From myself, my family, not necessarily in church, my friends, books, school, movies.
You said you're a good person, right?
Yeah.
So, have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
Ever taken the Lord's name in vain?
Yes.
Ever looked at a boy and lusted after him?
Yes.
Ever called anybody an idiot or a moron?
Yes.
Disrespected your parents?
Yes.
Coveted something that didn't belong to you?
Yes.
All right, now we just looked at 6 commandments. You're still a good person?
Yeah.
How can that be?
Because I learn from my mistakes, and everybody's human, and in order to be a better person, sometimes you have to experience guilt and feel sorry for something that you've done when you know that it's wrong.
Okay. Now let's say that you broke 10 laws and you got pulled before a judge. And the judge says you're guilty of breaking 10 serious laws. And you said, well, Judge, I've learned an awful lot from it, and I'm going to grow from it, and I'm going to do better in the future. Would the judge say, oh, okay, never mind then, forget it? Or would he say, that's good, you should be sorry, you should learn from your mistakes, but you still are guilty of breaking the law. Fair enough?
Right.
So why wouldn't God do the same thing?
Because God is not like a judge.
I think he is, isn't he?
Not necessarily. I don't think that I don't think he has a bunch of rules and set standards that he sets for everyone and makes them be punished for all these bad things. I mean, if you truly in your heart, he can probably see inside of you and inside of your heart. And if you truly are sorry, he has the power to forgive.
All right, I'm going to quote you a Bible verse to you, and you tell me what you do with this, all right? You're going to have to trust that I'm quoting the Bible accurately, all right? And then I want you to tell me what you do with this verse, all right? The Bible says that God is the just judge of all the world, and he's going to judge all people according to what they have done. And he's going to pour out his anger and his wrath on everybody who refuses to repent, who practices evil deeds and lives for themselves. There'll be trouble and calamity on that day. Now, what do you do with a verse like that?
I don't know.
More specifically, let's say that's true. Let's say that you get judged by God for every thought, every word, every deed, and every action. Do you think he'll find you innocent or guilty?
Probably guilty.
Right? It's an honest answer. So if you're guilty before God, do you think you're going to heaven or hell?
Heaven.
Explain that to me, because you're guilty.
Because the majority of my life is spent enjoying life, enjoying what God has given me to live, and I do my best not to be a bad person, but in this world, it's sometimes can be hard, and there's temptations, and I think that, you know, nobody's perfect, and God understands that, and we can't all, like, turn down temptation, and evil things are sometimes attractive to us, and I don't know, like, if I'm truly sorry for the bad things that I've done, God will accept my apology and grant me into heaven.
Okay, but who's going to pay your fine? Doesn't justice need to be satisfied if God is a judge? Doesn't your penalty need to be paid for or taken somehow? Don't you need to pay for that?
I don't know.
I mean, sorry is a good thing. That's right, to be sorry for breaking the law. But still, you need to satisfy the judgment, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so you're guilty before God. Shouldn't he really send you to hell for punishment for breaking his laws?
Well, no, because then everybody would go to hell.
Well, that's probably true, too. No, it is true. Right, but what about you? How old are you?
I'm 20.
20. All right, now let's try some math. Let's say that since the age of 10, you've broken 3 commandments a day, whether it's lying or stealing or sexual thoughts or angry thoughts towards somebody or covet, just 3 a day. Is that a reasonable number of sins per day?
What do you mean by reasonable?
Well, do you think you've broken God's commandments 3 times a day? Do you think that's a fair assessment of breaking God's law? 3 per day?
3, that's a lot. I would say 1 to 2.
All right, how long have you been sitting here?
15 minutes.
Have you had any sexual thoughts about anybody walking by?
No.
None, all right? So you think in the course of a day, you don't even sin 3 times a day, like a lie or a little coveting or a little blasphemy using the Lord's name in vain?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Like swearing and stuff.
Keeping the Sabbath, honoring your parents, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, not taking his name in vain, all those things. You think maybe 3 is reasonable?
I guess it could be. But I really don't say the Lord's name in vain very often, and I don't lie very often. Usually if I lie, it's a big lie. But, yeah, you could say 3.
3. So 3 over the course of 10 years, 3 per day, it's about 1,000 per year. That's 10,000 sins in 10 years. 10,000. Wow. In just 10 years. So you stand before God, and he says, all right, you've broken my law 10,000 times. Do you think he's just going to say, say you're sorry and you can come to heaven with me? Do you think that's going to get the job done?
I don't know.
If you got 10,000 speeding tickets or 10,000 parking tickets, they'd throw you away for a long time. But 10,000 times sinning against Almighty God, do you think, I'm sorry, just isn't going to cut it, is it? So you have to pay the punishment, you have to satisfy the judgment of Almighty God. So if you're guilty before God, breaking 10,000 laws, suddenly hell is maybe not unreasonable, right? Not pleasant thought, but reasonable.
I don't think that God sends good people just because they make sins to hell. Otherwise, why would God put sin on the planet?
Well, I don't know that he does. I think we choose to sin or not. That's the responsibility for sinning is ours. And the question that I would ask is, if somebody breaks the law 10,000 times, are they really a good person? Wouldn't just the opposite be true? That if you break the law, you're not a good person. In fact, while you might see yourself as good, just the opposite is true as to how God sees you. Fair enough?
I guess.
Maybe it sounds like I'm trying to talk you into something, huh?
It's such a hard subject. I don't know what to think about things sometimes. I don't know. I just have faith that God will accept me for who I am and the mistakes that I've made and grant me into heaven when I die and try not to be afraid of that. I don't know. Sometimes the best part of life is not trying to figure all that out.
I can certainly understand that, but here's what the Bible says. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You should know for sure where you stand before God before you die. You're only 20, you hopefully have a long time to live, but you could get hit by that American Security Corporation truck and taken out. It happens all the time. So you should kind of have a good idea of where you stand before God and figuring it out. And I think maybe, would this be a fair statement? What I've been saying is reasonable. It's just that you don't like where it's going, because the thought of hell is not a good. Is it fair enough?
That's fair.
All right. Now I want to ask you another question. It sounds like you've been going to church for a long time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what God has done so you don't have to go to hell?
Yeah. He had his son come to heaven and die for our sins on the cross and go through a lot of torture and suffering.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Bible says there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So in order to have your sins forgiven, the payment is blood being shed. And Jesus Christ shed his blood for you. 2,000 years ago, God himself came to this earth, died on a cross, so that your sins could be forgiven. In other words, you broke the law, but Jesus Christ paid your fine. So that when you stand before God, God will find you not guilty because your fine has been paid. But there's a little trick to this whole deal. The question is, how do you get that forgiveness? If God wants to forgive you, if God himself has paid your fine, how do you get forgiven by God? Do you know?
No.
Right. Have you ever heard the word repent?
Yes.
Do you know what that word means?
It means do like a penance or something for your sins. Like if you go to confession and you repent and what the priest will tell you to do something, you know, pray for such and such, or next time you're doing something bad, like, or I don't know, one time I know my penance was like, help my mom do dishes every day for the next month or something, I don't know, stuff like that.
All right, well, you kind of got the gist of it, that when you sin against God, when you recognize, whoa, I've broken his laws and that I'm really not a good person. You know, you're actually quoting Bible verses. I don't know if you realize that when you were talking, you were saying things like, well, everybody sins. Everybody'd be in trouble with God. You're right. Everybody is. Unless you repent, you recognize that you've sinned against God, you confess your sins to him, and then you forsake them. Instead of living for yourself, you start living for him, and you put your trust in Jesus Christ as if your life depended on it, because, frankly, it does. So if you repent and trust, that's it. You're saved. You're forgiven by God, all of your sins, past, present, and future. And then when you stand before God on Judgment Day, despite the fact that you've broken his laws, Jesus paid your fine, so you get to go right into heaven because you're not guilty before God. Your fine has been paid. It's like the greatest offer man has ever had. And see, the problem with doing things like doing things for your mom or saying prayers and penance, it's kind of an insult to God, because when Jesus Christ died for your sins, he did it completely, thoroughly, and totally. You don't have to, you can't do anything. You can't make up for the wrong that you've done. You have to be forgiven by God. And he did that. So he made you this incredible offer now that says, if you'll repent and put your trust in me, you'll inherit eternal life. So now, if I asked you, based on what I just said, what do you need to do to go to heaven? What would your answer be?
Live for Jesus and for God.
Yeah, that's right. To repent and put your trust in him. To repent, to ask for forgiveness, forsake your sins, and put your trust in Jesus Christ. And then you inherit eternal life. Simple as that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because now you've got all the information you need to know about how to be forgiven by God. So now you have a decision to make. You need to decide if that's so, that you need to repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ. And you need to decide if you're going to do that or not. Because if you don't do that, the Bible says you're an enemy of God in your mind through wicked works, and his wrath abides upon you. That's a horrible thing. Or you can be in a right relationship with him if you'll repent and trust. Best offer you've had all day. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
All right. You've been very kind to talk to me. What are you waiting for anyway?
My ride.
All right. Thanks very much. You've been very kind. Thanks very much for talking to me.
You've been listening to an edited version of Wretched Radio. If you'd like to hear the daily 2-hour broadcast and watch Todd sweat as he does the daily radio show and watch Wretched TV plus a bunch of other cool stuff, visit WretchedRadio.com.